We're back live now in the studio, and we'll be going back to our question to Joy Drake, visiting us here from Findhorn in Scotland, about what it was like to live in Findhorn. Joy.
Oh, God. Well, you know, you're talking about 15 years of my life, so it's just hard to sum that up in a few words. When I went to Findhorn, it was the main impact of the energy there was just what I can only describe as a loving presence. It was the place that I felt the most accepted, just for being who I was. I could just be me, my unique self, and it was okay. It was enough. And that's one of the reasons I stayed, because that knocked me out. It bowled me over. Up until that time, I'd always had to try and be something. And this time, I could just be me. So I stayed.
And when you stayed there, what did you do? What did
you activity? I stayed... I cleaned toilets for 2 years and didn't say anything, didn't dare open my mouth in meetings. And from there, I went into the craft studios and I tied knots and did weaving. And still didn't say anything, and then I went into personnel and eventually ran the personnel department there for 5 or 6 years, and was part of the core group, the executive body. You know, I kind of ascended the ladder that one goes to through in that kind of community. And when I got to the top, I just came right down again and started working in the dining room. So I did that for 2 years. And then got more involved with the creative work that I was doing, or the educational work that started coming through, that which is now called the Game of Transformation.
Will you tell us about the Game of Transformation?
How long do I have? The game is about realizing what a blessing you are, or what a blessing we are together. It's about celebrating ourselves. It's about integrating who we are. It's about releasing and resolving whatever gets in the way of us being our most wonderful self, being and giving the greatest contribution we can give.
How does the game do that, Joy?
Well, it sets up it's a very structured activity. It's for 5 players in its workshop setting. Actually, I don't know how it does that. It's magic, you know? I don't know how it does that. Something is set up with all the paraphernalia and the bits and the consciousness of the people who guide it that allows some inspiration to come through. And in that moment, people see who they are. And I can't say that it happens through the head or through the heart or through the intuition. I don't know how it happens, but people see themselves, and that just moves them. It moves them from A to M, and it's magic.
When you were creating the game, what were you thinking of? What were you trying to do?
I wasn't trying to do anything. If you'd have told me the scope of this game, I would probably never have started. So things just came through. The ingredients came through. My learning just happened. And as part of my path, I just didn't put it all together. Do you know what I mean? It just happened one step at a time.
How long has it been finished, in your estimation? Is it finished now?
Oh, yes, it's finished now. It's been finished since 1979. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And why did you come to this country?
I came to this country because it was just simply no longer appropriate to stay at Findhorn. Findhorn is a center of synthesis. Its yoga is service. People come there from all walks of life and all different points on the path to learn how to live a life that is fulfilling and whole and happy. And that's what the game is about. It's not about getting high. It's not about being spiritual. It's about living in the world in a way which reflects wholeness, which reflects holiness. And I had done as much as I could do at Findhorn. If I would have stayed there and trained more people to do this kind of work, then Findhorn would have become, you know, the Game Center Scotland. And that's entirely inappropriate. That's not its function. So I came over to America because it was just the next step.
And what will happen here?
What will happen here is that we are setting up a center which is called Inner Links in Seattle. We will offer the game workshops. And more than that, we will take the coming year to get what is actually a simplified version of the game into commercialization. This being so, people can take that essence. They don't have to go to Findhorn and clean toilets for 2 years and stay there for 10 years to get that life is a classroom, to get that they are beautiful, to get that they are powerful. They don't need to do all that. They have a do-it-yourself kit that they can buy that somehow has ensouled that magic, and they can just do it themselves. That's what the box game is about. And it's here now because this is a time of change on the planet. Change inside, change outside. People need this.
Will people come to Seattle and play the game with you?
Oh, I hope so, in droves.
Will we have the opportunity to do it here?
If you invite me, I'll come.
That'll be excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay, our special guest tonight is Joy Drake, and she's here with us from Findhorn in Scotland. She's now a resident of the Seattle area where she's working. And she's going to be with us for the rest of the show, and we're talking to Joy Drake tonight. She's our special guest. We're back live now, KAZU 90.3 FM. We have in the studio Joy Drake visiting us from the Seattle area, here from the Findhorn community in Scotland. Welcome back, Joy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Someone called during the musical interlude to say that they remembered Joy from... How long ago?
Oh, years and years ago.
Uh-huh. From Findhorn?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Joy, we want to get back to the game of life, or the game of transformation. Will you describe it for us?
Well, how it looks is just a 2-foot circular wooden contraption that fits easily on a card table. And the whole thing is set up to represent a model of the player's world. It's just there's heaven and there's earth. And there's all the ingredients that make up a human life. There's a process of incarnation and of the journey of experience on the path of life. And people who play the game start taking the journey just as they do, in fact, in daily life. And the special thing is, it's like, because it's a very intense experience, it takes 30 hours in all to play. So you're playing for a whole weekend. It's as if there's someone walking around behind your shoulder taking notes of everything, every response that you have to the universe. And so the universe is always giving us feedback. It's always teaching us and showing us. But sometimes we miss it, you know. We don't quite grasp it. And then we go on and it just repeats, just in case you get it again. And this mechanism is set up so that you get it. You somehow, it enables you to just see yourself more clearly within this little structure.
What kind of people play the game?
I would say anyone... Oh, you mean what they do in actual life? Oh, all sorts of people play, all different kinds. People in different professions play, but they have one thing in common. They're ready to change. They want to change. They're open to change. They don't have to have problems. They don't have to have issues, but they have to be ready to come even more alive than they already are. So a willingness to change is just the key. It's the pivotal factor in all this. I mean, if you're content with the way you are, then you're not looking for anything. So there's just, you know, then why play? What is there to transform? But if you know there can be more to you, more to your relationships, more to your givingness and receivingness, then go for it.
How does this happen? You said it was an alchemical thing. Do you notice along the way this gradual change, is it a sudden transformation?
What I like about the game is that it has a very broad spectrum. It's like dealing with a sphere. You can look back in your past, you can deal with things in the present, you can also look into the future. You can deal with physical, emotional, mental levels of being. You can deal with spiritual levels, higher levels, intuition, love, will, unity. And all those are contained within the game, so you get an opportunity to put yourself under the microscope and see how you operate in each of these levels.
And then the transformation. It happens in a gradual way during the playing of the game?
It happens at some point in the playing of the game.
Mm-hmm. Does this happen to everyone who's played the game?
In my experience, yes. Mm. I just need to say that this isn't... There's somehow a way in which the method of transformation the game provides continues to happen after the weekend workshop is over. It doesn't provide answers. It isn't a therapy. It won't fix you up and make you, you know, all together if you think you're untogether. What it will do is it'll point you in some directions that if you go down there, then, you know, certain things are going to happen to you. But it isn't as if... Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Yeah. And that in itself can be transformative.
Do you see the whole country being transformed next Christmas, sitting around under the tree playing this game?
Absolutely, of course. You know, and people who would never go to Fintorn in a million years, you see, because it takes spiritual principles and it expresses them in a totally human way, in ways in which it you know, impacts everyone's life. So you don't have to believe in God. You don't have to be religious. You don't have to be into this, that, or the other. The new age, as it were. This game will move you anyway. You know, even if you're drawn to just the picture on the box, whatever that picture will be.
What about families? Could families play the game together?
Oh, how fantastic. You see, the game is not only a healing tool, which, I mean, anything that offers such broad transformation is going to provide healing, but it also... shows us how to communicate, shows us the value of inner listening, of trusting ourselves, our intuition. And in families, that's what we need to do. You know, we need to communicate. We need to express what we're feeling and what we're thinking. And we need to listen to the feedback and to the response. That's what I get off on most, is playing with groups of people like businesses or organizations or families. And it just moves the whole group to the next level of their highest functioning together. So, people who aren't supposed to be in the business or things aren't working right in the relationship, this game isn't going to just stroke it over and patch up the cracks. It's going to say what's really there. So, a relationship may move and dissolve in some way, or someone will leave the organization and business, but that would be inevitable anyway. The game will just accelerate that process.
What if, say, a mother went and played the game and then came back home? Could she then play it with her children and her mate as well, again, a second time?
Oh, yes, of course. Each time you play, you bring something particular, some particular aspect of your life to look at and work with and become enlightened to. And, of course, each time you play, it's different because you're different and your purpose is different.
How many times have you played?
Oh, God.
How many more times will you play?
One of the things that I wanted was to be continually stretched. I never wanted to just... I know that I wanted not just to create something. You know, like Monopoly, that's it, I've done it, da-da-da-da-da-da. Next thing, let's get on to the next thing. I wanted something that would keep growing and keep me growing. And so I find myself continually excited and enthusiastic. It's like I've never played before, and I've never... played with anyone else before. It's very easy for me to be fresh to the whole thing.
Do you think the fresh setting in the U.S. will change your perspective and change you?
People are people all over the world. So we visited here several times and done workshops here. And, I hope it'll change me. I mean, personally, that's one of the reasons I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Is that your passion now? What is your passion now?
Oh, this is certainly my passion. This is certainly my passion. Getting this game in a box and getting it out there. And whatever I have to learn about in order to enable that to happen.
Do you feel that you're part of a team of people, public figures, people that you know?
Well, interesting question, Joe. I think so. I mean, there are people that I can't do what they're doing. But I feel in total harmony, in total accord with what they're doing. It's like I applaud every time they do something that is beautiful in their sphere. You know, this is really sophisticated. This is what we're talking about with the game, is there is a certain sophistication or magnificence about it. And I recognize that in other people and what they're doing. Well, that's why I played Paul Simon in the interval. Because that song touches me, it touches my heart, and it seems to me that's what the planet's doing right now. It's having an initiation, a great initiation of the heart. So anything, anyone, anywhere who can be themselves, who can be in their heart, who can be out there, who can be a light, then they're part of my team. And I'll do anything to serve them.
Well, welcome to this country, Joy. We're glad to have you here and to be part of our team for a while.
Thank you.
Do you have long-range plans here? What would you like to do in America?
What would I like to do in America? Oh, Joe. You mean outside this sphere?
No, totally involved in this. I'm sure that coming to America must have been something new to you, and you must have had some expectations about what would happen.
Well, I hope I can pass my driving test. You know, that's the first thing I'm worried about. I think that I would like to see inner links established. I would like to see the kind of soft tenacity that the game has, being able to be seeded here and rooted here and effective here. I just want to be as influential as I possibly can be within this lifetime. Mm-hmm. So I want to raise the capital and get this game out there.
If you want to help Joy do this, you can call down here at the station, 375-3082. Or next week, Joy will be back in the Seattle area, and you can reach her there at 206-823-8176. Her name is Joy Drake, and she is the creator of The Game of Life, now called The Game of Transformation. And Joy, I wanted to ask you about responsibility. You and I were talking about this earlier, and global responsibility, and what that means to you.
Well, I think it's... Oh, gosh. I mean, you can go as big as you can go. You know, I mean, how much responsibility can you take? The game starts in a very small way, by helping people just simply take responsibility for their awareness on, in very practical, ordinary, day-to-day events. To me, that's as significant as anyone out there on the TV or in the public eye doing their thing. Do you know what I mean? I don't think that... whatever you asked me about, is quantifiable. It doesn't matter how big it looks. You know, being in a family and having relationships that work is the greatest contribution that the householder can make in terms of global peace and global responsibility.
Inner peace, world peace, family
Absolutely.
Peace,
yeah.
World peace.
Yes.
Inner vision, global vision. Well, Joy, we're running out of time. I'm sure... our listeners have been enlightened by what you've had to say, and we feel particularly blessed in having you with us tonight. I wonder if you have anything that you want to leave with our listeners. One thing we talked about that I wanted to know more about, and I'll just ask you that question, is you said something about soul infusion, and what is that?
It's allowing, if you like, the highest expression of who we are. You know the qualities, like the qualities like stars that shine in the sky, qualities like love and openness and compassion and brilliance. It's allowing all that to come through, not just when you're sitting, meditating, not when you're just in a quiet place, but through a warm, balanced personality that can relate to people, that can be effective in the world. That's when soul infusion is really happening, and you have an integrated self.
Our special guest tonight has been Joy Drake, and we're winding down now the show, and so I'd like to thank her for being here and ask her if there's any last thing she wants to tell our listeners, and we want to invite you back, Joy. This has been so exciting that I hope someday in the future you'll be able to come back and talk to us.
I just want to tell you that this has been an enormous risk for me. Do you know what I mean? This isn't the sort of thing I do every day. So it's like I've jumped. I've put myself, you know, in a different setting, in one that's not familiar to me. So what I say to anyone who's listening is jump and find out that you are bigger than any ideas that you have about who you are. And that you can make it, and you'll always land on your feet.
Thank you very much, Joy. We've appreciated having you here on the show tonight, and I know that the wisdom that you've put out there for people will be received. So we hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Special guest Joy Drake from Findhorn, now a resident of Seattle. We're grateful that she would come down and share her knowledge about the game and what she's trying to do with it.